we come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you say that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
When you think of the book of Joshua, what stories come to your mind? The crossing of the Jordan River? The stones of remembrance? Maybe you think about the tumbling walls of Jericho or the day the sun stood still. The book of Joshua is more than all that. It is a book of historical facts and events in Israel's story, but it's also about new beginnings for God's people. It encourages us to be strong and courageous in the world today as we claim our rich spiritual inheritance in Jesus Christ. The following is a presentation of the Heart to Heart Bible Study titled Joshua, Be Strong and Courageous. More information is available on our website at www.refugefamily.com/womensministry.
Okay, are we ready for our memory verse? Just in case you're not, page 19. Here it comes. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua, what is it? 1:9. We're going to do it again. Here we go. Ready? This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Where is it? Joshua 1:9. One more time. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. There you go. Don't forget, be strong and
very courageous. So, Father, as we can just come to you now, Lord, we're thankful that we get to go into your word. We're thankful, Lord, for your faithfulness and your love. I pray, Father, for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to speak your words with boldness and confidence, Lord, to be strong and courageous. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have of serving you, the privilege that we have of being here. Thank you, Lord, for the energy and for the excitement that we have in this room tonight, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is here. Keep us aware of your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And so you remember that all of this in Joshua, all of these stories in the book of Joshua was a fulfillment of a 700-year promise, 700-year-old promise to a guy who had no kids, who would be many generations, and he would be given all of this land, and they would be raised in here. Joshua is a story of transition, transitioning from Moses to Joshua, a transition from one to the other, and a movement on there. It is also a continuation of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy will end with the death of Moses, and Joshua begins with Joshua taking up where Moses left off and doing what God had him to do. The Israelites have come out of 400 years of slavery in Egypt under the guidance of Moses. They took what was an 11-day trip, and it was like the minnow. They were gone for a very long time. It took them 40 years to get through to the promised land, to the area of the promised land. It took them 40 years instead of 11 days because of their unbelief, because they didn't believe God, because they didn't trust God. They didn't believe what God had said that he would really follow through on. And so they were not allowed to come into the promised land. Only Caleb, Joshua, and the children of that generation were allowed to enter into the promised land because God said that those with unbelief would not be coming in. Now, it's some things that I want you to know about Joshua. In Numbers 27, 18, it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the Spirit." A man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. God is saying to Moses, this is the guy. This is the guy that I want you to take over for you. In Numbers 27, 22, Moses did that, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. In Numbers 32, so Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua, and to the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. So he is introducing Joshua to the people of Israel, to the priests, letting them know, God has chosen this man to take over after me. In Numbers 34, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. He will be the one to divide the land. In Deuteronomy 1:38, Joshua who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Encourage him. He's the one who's going to be doing this deed. Encourage him along the way. He's going to need some encouragement along the way as he leads. In Deuteronomy 3, 21 and 22, and I commanded Joshua at that time saying, your eyes are going to look and they're going to see a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of kings that are going to come down. So you will know that the Lord... So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms through which you pass. You must not fear them. For the Lord, our God himself, fights for you. And we need to hear that tonight. The Lord God himself fights for us. It is the Lord God himself who is fighting the battles for us. We're not just sitting back and hoping that good things happen. We are, the Lord God himself fights for us. In Deuteronomy 31:3, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. And he will destroy the nations and you can possess them. Joshua himself will cross over before you, just as the Lord has said. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God, has crossed over before you. He's going in first. You know, the older I get, the more I realize I have never been here before. I've never been in this place before. And as I get older, I was thinking about the fact that I you know, you think by the time you're this age that you would be, that you'd kind of know everything, you know? And some of us think we know everything, but, you know, we don't. So every day I'm learning something new. And so every day is an excitement of learning something different along the way. But I've never passed this way before, but God has passed this way before. He went before I went after. So I follow after him. And then Joshua is going to lead them in. In Deuteronomy 31:7, then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel. So before all of Israel, he's saying this to him. Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. He's telling Joshua, this is what God is calling you to do. As his mentor, as his leader, he's telling Joshua, this is what you are to do. In Deuteronomy 31:14, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the thing is that the Lord has passed on before. So behold, the day approach. Okay, so Deuteronomy 31:14. Behold, the days approach. The Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Can you imagine the Lord coming to you and saying, it's getting time. It's getting time. So here's what I want you to do. 100% of us will die. 100% of us will die. Unless the Lord takes us in the rapture, 100% of us, this physical body will die and it will be all over with. That's what Moses is confronted with here. So as he's told that, when the day approaches, when you must die, call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting that I may inaugurate him. So God is bringing him to the temple, bringing Joshua to the temple to inaugurate him, to let everybody know this is the guy that I have picked. Not just Moses has picked him, but this is the guy that I've picked. And so Deuteronomy 31, 23, then he inaugurated Joshua and said to him, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. 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 God tells you right now, I will be with you. In Deuteronomy 31, 44, so Moses came with Joshua and spoke all the words in the hearing of the people. So he is, again, introducing him to the people. Deuteronomy 34, 9, now Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom. How was he full of the spirit of wisdom? For Moses had laid his hand on him and passed the mantle to him. That spirit of wisdom. And so the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. All this to say that there was a ceremony. Joshua had been leading the people along the way. He had already, Moses had already put his hand on Joshua. The people knew that this was the person that was going to be his successor. He had already been introduced. He was being trained up for it. The people was easy for them to follow him. And so they knew that they could trust him to lead them. Moses' name is mentioned 57 times in Joshua. We see the continuity of one leader building on another leader's foundation. When there is transition, the first person who has built something, the next person comes along. This first person is supposed to go to this other person that God has directed them to, and then this person is brought in, introduced to the people so that they can get to know the one that is going to be leading them or leading the business or leading the church or leading whatever. And you introduce them to him and to the people, and then the people get to know that this is the one that God's called, and as God does his work in there, and then you just go in to what God has for you when the time comes. They build it, and it's going to look different. It's going to look different because we're different personalities. We are different people. We handle things in a different way. This was a good way to do it when I was doing it. This was a great way to do it when I was doing it. And this, with this little tweaking of a new person coming into it, a little tweaking of it makes it different, but doing the same, coming up with the same conclusion, coming up with the same thing and making that happen. So that's what was happening with Joshua taking over, who would lead them into the land because Moses couldn't go into the land. And the important thing, though, is it's not the servant, but the master. It's not the servant, it's the master. The Lord is encouraging Joshua and later this leader to be encouraged, and later the people are going to encourage him as well. So a bit of history that we haven't gone over yet. This is the first book of the Bible named after a person. His birth name was Hashua, which means salvation. It was changed by Moses to Yehoshua, which means the Lord is salvation. And that's in Numbers 13, 16, that his name was changed by Moses. He was called Moses' assistant in Exodus 24, 13. He will later become his successor, which this whole book is about. This book covers about 25 to 30 years, and it concludes with the death of Joshua at 110 years old. So it covers 25 to 30 years. all condensed in what we're going to look at. It looks like, oh, all of these things happened in a week's time. All of these wonderful things and all of these hard things, they all happened all at once. And then, wow, how did they get through that? It was one after another. How did they stand up to that? The book of Acts is the same thing. The book of Acts covers approximately 30 years as well. If we condense everything that happened in 30 years, it looks like they were healing and running around and getting together, and all of these things were happening all at once. But you know what? There was a lull in those 30 years. And we need to remember that. So if we condense all of that, there were times in those 30 years, those 25 to 30 years, where it was just, they got up, they had their coffee, they went for a walk, you know, they had a hard day's work, they got together, the kids played, and nothing miraculous happened. But you put it all together in this book, and it looks like it all happened all at one time. So all that to say, it was over 30 years. It's likely that Joshua was about 40 years old when he left Egypt, and at this point, he's probably 80 to 85 years old. And so now I understand why he said, God said to him, be strong and courageous. I am 85 years old. Do you believe that? You're telling me I need to be strong and very courageous. I'm going to need your strength, Lord, at 80, 85. He was together with Caleb as a spy, and they were the only two men of that generation that lived to go into the promised land, which we already talked about. Joshua understood oppression. Joshua understood abuse. Joshua had lived as a slave in Egypt for a very long time. But his past did not define him. And you need to know tonight that your past does not define you. My past does not define me. Perhaps I react to things in a different way than somebody else would, but it doesn't define who I am. I will not allow it to define who I am, because I am a new creature in Jesus Christ. And so I will not allow that to define me. The past, what happened in the past, hate that it happened. Don't wish it on anyone. Wish it had never happened, but it did. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to let it continue to hurt me? Nope, refuse it. Refuse it. It does not define who you are. And so Joshua went from a slave to a spy to a soldier to a successor. So he kept going, and they all started with S's, if you noticed that progression there. That was a joke. Okay, so just keeping us awake here. Slave, spy, soldier, successor. So chapters 1 through 5, entering the land, and 6 through 12 is conquering the land. And then when we get into the other half, we'll get into that in the fall and cover those books in the fall. And so we start here after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, and Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Why did he have to tell him that he was dead? Did you look at that and say, why do you have to tell him? Why doesn't he already know this? You remember that they went to Mount Tabor. You remember that Moses went on up and Joshua did not go. And Moses didn't come back, and he didn't come back, and he didn't come back. And Joshua is leading the people, and he didn't come back. And he didn't come back. And then one day, God comes to Joshua and he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to take charge. Now is the time for you to move. And so when Moses didn't come back, that they knew that that was time. You remember that this land was originally promised to Abraham. There was to be over 300,000 square miles that they were to take over. but they never occupied all of it. The most that they ever occupied was under King David and under King Solomon. From that point on, it diminished less and less and less. And so now therefore arise and go over to this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that you set that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness. And then it goes on to and gives all that description of that territory. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Lest you think that this is only Old Testament that this keeps showing up in, that the Lord will not leave us or forsake us. I want to turn your attention to the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, in the very first chapter, in verse 23 of chapter 1 of the book of Matthew, it starts with the name Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us. God is with us, or God with us. Matthew ends in 28, verse 20. It closes with, I am with you always. So God continues to let us know that. The writer of Hebrews 13:5 quotes Joshua 1:5, I will never leave you, I will never abandon you. As you were growing up, did you ever feel abandoned? God will never abandon you. He has never, and he never will abandon you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance of the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn to the right or hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. We could say God's got this, but we could say, which I say all the time, God's got this, but it does not relieve me of my responsibility to keep moving. It doesn't relieve me of that. We as believers can be certain of God's promises, and these promises are supposed to be moving us into action, not just sit back and let, okay, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Okay, the rowboat's going to come. Okay, the other boat's going to come. The helicopter's going to come. I'm in heaven now, and I'm asking, why didn't God save me? Well, I sent you all this stuff, but you didn't move. You didn't do anything. Now, again, because I'm old, I watch old TV. And I watch TV that has commercials on it because I happen to like commercials. I know I'm weird. I know, don't even say it. Some of them are really good. They're really funny, and I enjoy commercials. Now, on this commercial, though, it came up, and it was about looking for a job, and it said, don't waste your very important time looking for a job. You've got so many more important things to do in your life. So you've got people to see, places to go, things to do, and you can't just be wasting your time sitting at a computer trying to look for a job or going out on interviews or anything like that. So let us do that for you. Because it's very important while we're out there looking for a job for you that's going to come to your door and say, oh, come and work for us, because we really want you to come and work for us because somebody else found this job for you, because we want you to be out partying and we want you to not taking better care of your family, not spending more quality family time, but you need to be having fun in life, not out looking for a stupid job. God tells us, don't let somebody else try to walk your walk. You got to walk your walk. God walks with us in that. Don't believe that lie. Joshua is told in our text to be strong and courageous by God three times in verses 6, 7, and 9, and by the people in verse 18. We can't just go in and take the land. We can't just go in and move into the land. Can you imagine? We're taking your land. You guys go ahead. Find a place. Go, 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 go. You go, 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 go. Yeah. Right out there. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Uh-huh. Take all your stuff with you. Go, go. That wouldn't work, would it? Of course it wouldn't work. So they would stay there. And so then the children of Israel come in. And what happens if they don't conquer the land? They buy in to the culture. And before you know it, they're worshiping other gods. We have to go in and conquer the land. We have to go in and conquer spiritual land in our own lives. We have to conquer that land. We have to go in and not settle into the culture. Courage. Courage doesn't mean absence of fear. It means fear does not control me. I refuse to let fear control me. When Bill was in the hospital and I was sitting there, I can't explain it. I just was like, everything, it's fine. Everything's good. Everything's going to work out. It's just, I did question myself. Have I lost all ability for emotions? Have I lost everything that shows any kind of emotion? I had that peace that surpasses all understanding that kept my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And I felt guilty for it because I should be worrying. I should be fretting over the fact that he's in the hospital, but I couldn't. Because God does have this, and we are working toward fixing it. So we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So why fret? Because God's got it. It's going to be what it is. Trusting God as we walk through this life. And being strong and very courageous to do according to his word. Don't go to the right or to the left, so that our way, that we may prosper wherever we go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and that you may observe to do action words according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So be strong and courageous. The counsel of God's word, observe, obey it, all of it. Obey, keep the law, heed the law. It is through the counsel of God's word. John 8:31-32. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Don't walk in deception. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Meditate in his word day and night. Meditate. Meditate means to ponder, to consider, to mutter, to growl, to coo like a dove. Make a sound with the word of God. Make a sound with the word of God. Speak out the word of God. Speak the word to yourself. Encourage yourself with the word of God. Let that word come out of you. And we need to hear it. We need to speak it out. We need it to be a part of us. There are days when I have been so stressed and I begin to just say whatever words I've ever memorized, whatever scripture comes to my mind, I just say it out loud. And then the next one, there's no continuity to any of it. It's just everything that I remember and just speaking it out loud. Meditate in the Word of God and let that calm us. Joshua had to take time to read God's Word daily and make it a part of himself by meditating on it. Now in verses 10, and he was to be strong and very courageous. Caleb and Joshua. So then Joshua commanded the officers and the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare your provision for yourselves. Do something for yourself. Get prepared. How do we get prepared for the Lord's coming? We are in his word. We are praying. We are talking to other people about Jesus. We are hoping for other people to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so we are preparing. Prepare for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Caleb and Joshua were the oldest people there. And they were the most excited about what was happening. They were the ones who were most excited because they had lived through the opening of the Red Sea. They had seen what God had done, and they remembered what God did. And because they remembered, they were able to move into this new place with such excitement. It was their faith. They could enter into that promised land. And faith comes by meditating in the Word of God. Faith comes by meditating in the Word of God. Annie Berry, for those of you who know Annie Berry, she was just, she was so excited about anything that had to do with the Lord. Now, when I mentioned her this morning, someone texted her and let her know that I did. And so the excitement is just oozing off of the text message as she shared how excited she was that she got to do this and that her name was mentioned as something that she, and where she's at now, her ministry really is out to people that she just meets. She gets conversations going with people and shares the Lord that way. So it's not all organized and stuff. And so I want to be like her when I grow up. So notice that there is no hesitation in Joshua's words. He had seen the Red Sea open and knew that God would do it again. They prepared for themselves. They weren't saying, oh God, just make it happen. They played a very important part, a very important role in all of it. And we play a very important role in the lives of others that are around us. Are we sharing our faith with them, or are we sharing our doubt with them? Are we sharing our faith with them, or are we sharing our doubt with them? David said in Psalms, which I said before earlier, I will remember, I will remember, I will remember. And the remembering the goodness of God helps us stoke the fires of our faith for the next thing that's set before us. It helps stoke the fires of our faith for the next thing before us. And Moses, we know in the next verses, which I'm not going to read through, that the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh stayed on the other side of the Jordan. They were given that land by Moses. Moses made a concession to allow them to stay there. They liked the land because it was perfect for livestock, Numbers 32, verses 1 and 4. They were more interested in making a living than making a life, says Warren Wiersbe. They were more interested in making a living than making a life. They would rather have all the glam than to have the inheritance God had given to them. They settled for less than God's best. They settled for less than God's best. I don't want to settle for less than God's best for me. And I don't want you to settle for less than God's best for you. We would rather trust in what we can see rather than trust in what God has said. And that's why we meditate in his word, so that we can remind ourselves of those promises and hang on to them tightly. However, all the men shared in the conquering of the land. All of the mighty men went to fight. They all went together. They did it for someone else. They would never live there. They would band together and fight together for something that they would never be a part of. That is ministry. fighting with another believer for something that has nothing to do with me. Fighting that spiritual fight along with them. And you guys, so working together for the good of someone besides myself. You guys are so good at that, by the way. You guys almost fight to be the one who's doing the most for somebody else. You guys are always giving. You are always servants. You are always looking out for someone else. You're always there when there's a need. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And I pray that our unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. That's how they'll know us. And so they answered Joshua saying, all that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. And just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. So they're offering a blessing for him. Whoever rebels against your command, does not heed your words, and do all your commands shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. They encouraged Joshua by telling him that whatever he said, they trusted him. They would follow him because they trusted that Joshua had taken the time to seek God in every decision that he was making. Will we seek God in every decision that we're making? Notice they also reminded him to be strong and of good courage. I want to thank you guys who encourage me to be strong and of good courage. Thank you for always reminding me that God's got this. And thank you especially for using my own words against me. But you said, Joy, I remember when you said, and using those words against me to remind me in my current situation. Thank you for holding me accountable. And thank you for trusting me to lead you. And so, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy that you pour out on us. And Lord, you are good. You are always good. We give you thanks and praise. And as we go into our small groups, Lord, that you would be glorified in them, that we would encourage one another, that we would strengthen one another, that we pray for one another, that we would lift one another up, and that you would be glorified at the end of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this Heart to Heart Women's Bible Study recorded at Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. We hope you've been encouraged by today's lesson and will join us again as we continue to study through the Word of God. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please visit our website at www.refugefamily.com or call our office at 714-891-9495.
In the power of your name, I'm giving up, letting go.